Danny knows something Junior
Every time
doesn't.
We see him, he's working now.
I know, he actually is working quite a lot.
No wonder he wants to sell it.
Cat, that's what. He has some great lines in this
Ryan's
episode.
Funny. That was rude of him.
Yeah, it was. Well, especially since Danny's always been the one that's been interested in Davis. I mean, Junior has never really cared much about horses or, well, since Scooter or anything else. So, you know, I'm not sure if the dad is just kind of like, boys are better than girls, which I think is probably what Danny thinks, or...
Mm. Well, maybe he's just testing you. He's just creating character, see, because you always have to fight.
I don't think so.
Right.
I think he's just a jerk.
He's secretly proud of you that you keep raising to the...
Although I love working with James Reed, who plays Ken Davis, my father. Yeah, I think that this hurts Danny's feelings as well. I mean, that Junior just
Junior
wants
just,
to let it
yeah.
go. He actually doesn't, or in her mind, he doesn't care. If he doesn't care about Davis, then in some way he doesn't care about her, too.
Right. Psychological calculations. It's so perfect that he wants to be a car racer.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the circuit.
It was so funny because he was going to say at the end of that, thank you, Gillian. And I was going to say Jillian.
That would have been funny.
I thought it would have been funny, but then they were like, does it make Junior seem stupid? And we're like, no, it makes him seem funny.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of stupid.
Now, from what I gather of this, you know, Jean is still in love with Charlie, and, you know, by holding on to Tristan, she's holding on to Charlie, is what I guess is going on, but I'm
yeah.
not Jean, so I don't really know exactly what's going on. But she just still
well,
loves
yeah,
Charlie.
Well, they're talking about little Ralphie, the dog, too,
yeah.
same thing, right?
With Childfire.
Childfire, that's fine.
That's our little joke. Chris is freaking out. Look at Gene is just like calm,
yeah.
calm, calm.
I do this every week. Don't bother me again. Here he is with the other woman.
She just seems nice. Although Charlotte is actually very nice.
This is the stalker millionaire. Awesome. Down the road.
I wanted to be right next to you. We just started dating an episode ago. But I'm coming
Matt
for you.
Matt is really happy and slightly scared. Oh, do I get an allowance?
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Just to recap. This is weird.
Yeah, I think that this is only like a week later at most
yeah.
from the ball. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's my feeling.
I love that. I love the look on his face. He's like, this is good, I think.
I think this is okay.
Huh.
horse doesn't sound happy. Yay! Ryan and I added that little bit right there.
A little improvising.
Aw. I feel bad for me.
David's Parsons Farms.
I love that. Come on, Matt. Great, Matt.
It's been a long, complicated history with you guys.
Yes, it has.
Because you grew up together, right? Knew each other as kids or something?
Yeah, we've been on the farm next door, you know, for all of our lives. The Matt and the Ritters have, you know, been kind of Danny's stable family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Makeups and breakups.
Not so calm, Gene. Danny is kind of reevaluating the whole thing with Matt, saying, was any of it real? Mm. Did any of it matter?
Because the expectation is for you to freak out and, you know, like Matt always says, she's not going to be happy, but yeah, Matt Ritter is a coward. You actually go a different way. It's kind of cool.
It's seeing him in a totally different light, I think, for Danny. It's like,
when, how many times are you? How many times can you make up and break up and still be, you know,
friends,
as upset?
Yeah. And still, you know, only see the good in somebody. I think that Danny is still in love with Matt in some degree, but it's going, what's going on? Ryan was so cute in this scene.
Yeah.
So sweet to her.
Yeah, he always, yeah, when the chips are down, he's there. It's good.
Although he still wants to sell out at this point.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. There's a turning point. I think that everyone needs to pay attention to that line right there. Now what do I do?
What does this mean for me?
Now, about Chris.
Yeah, that's very upsetting. Now, interesting. Am I now in the Breeders? Don't say that.
So that is serious. She's getting ticked.
And I'm not sure I want to.
Now, she could so get kicked.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, that would not be fun.
No. Matt can't get a hold of Chris. Trying and trying and trying to get a hold of Chris. Danny has a decision to make. This is shot in a different place. I think that it was actually a tough decision for Danny to make, too.
Yeah,
I don't think she wants to make it.
Yeah, and you can see that. You can see that on your face and everything. You didn't just, like, snap into it.
But it's like we said before. Ishmael has to get into the Breeders for Danny. Right. Has to save Davis.
Doing what you can.
Now, it's not cool, but that's a decision.
And you and Chris have had such a complicated history, too. It's like, well, how much do you owe Chris? And, you know, you have to do what you need to do.
Yeah, I actually owe Chris nothing.
Having said that, not very nice of you.
No, totally not nice of me.